At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, who have a special mortgage promo going right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lindsen, and Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you'll get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club. That is a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino, or $250 toward your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462 for this opportunity. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have a little human interest story, Steve.
I'm like that.
From the Pinnacle Bank, from the basically who runs PBA, Brian Morrow. And his son Charlie had his graduation party this weekend.
Charlie Morrow.
And their neighbor used to be Herbie Husker, and just happened to have the Herbie Husker complete costume still from like 30 years ago, and wore it to the party. Came over.
That's awesome.
Came over in Herbie Husker. That's really epic.
That's cool.
I mean, all of a sudden, he'd just be sitting there going like, you know, head over to that graduation party over to Charlie's probably. What are you going to wear? I'll probably just go with the Herbie Husker. And got it out and put the whole outfit on and came over and walked around the party.
And didn't talk.
No, he can't talk.
He just can't talk.
And he just waved. Just did this to people.
That high is five, amazing.
High five. Just high fiving people.
That's amazing.
Yes. Taking selfies.
Yeah, and then just headed home.
Taking selfies.
Imagine all of a sudden just rolling out of your house. Someone's helping get it on down the basement. Can't be easy to get upstairs in Herbie's outfit.
Not the wall.
Not the door. Yeah, so it had to be really hard.
In a car? How do you do that?
Yeah, how do you do that? So he headed over there. So I thought that was epic. So when people make that
Hold on. I love this.
Yeah, when people make that kind of effort.
I love effort.
That makes things fun.
And it's interesting to me that you put that costume on and you just say, I'm not talking.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no talking. I mean, I'm just going to stand there and people are going to freak out.
Don't you think that most of the time they're grinning? I think they're happy.
They have to be.
I think they're there, guys. And then the wave is my favorite. The wave.
I think it's great. And that's a great role in this world, too. You can just stand there and make people happy. You don't even have to talk.
And also, it's a great lesson for everyone out there. Someone like that, I'm glad because if it's someone's husband's or wife's going like, we're not wearing Herbie over to the party. Be like, oh no, put it on, put that bad boy on.
Oh, that's a great they'll talk about that. Charlie will talk about that for the rest of his life.
Yeah, the photo of it like that. I just remember that because right now, I'm just telling you right now. For most part, I mean, I talked to Brian in great detail, and he was going to get like some fresh fruit on the day before. He had to have fruit, and I'm like, because if you go to a party and there's some yogurt and fruit and a bagel. And you talk about, you know, graduation, because let's just be honest, high school graduation, like, man, you did it. I don't know, it wasn't that hard. It's not that hard to graduate from high school. I mean, there's never anybody got like, man, you graduated from high school. That's incredible.
It's kind of the second
I had an accounting issue, a class issue that I was celebrating quite a bit.
It's the second major step in their adult life. You know, driver's license and then graduation.
But it's
what you accomplish in high school.
Right. But there's not a ton of accomplishment to it. I mean, it's not like, I mean, I'm not sitting there like seeing kids walk by and go, weren't they going to graduate from high school? I kind of think they are. I kind of have a chance to think they're going to get that
pretty
done.
Yes.
I mean, do you ever wake up?
They don't want to keep you back.
You know, I asked Gigi that yesterday. You go, hey, you going to pass? She goes, well, pretty good chance. She thought she's going to make it to her senior year. So that was kind of good. It's pretty easy. But now, so you go to the graduation party. It's not epic, you know, as far as like, I can't believe you pulled this off. How'd you get through
not
all 4
epic,
years?
Not epic, but it's still accomplishment.
It becomes epic when Herbie shows
that's
up
it.
In full
yeah,
costume. My point is, I've never, I've never been to an epic graduation party. I really haven't.
I think
been.
I have. Yours wasn't epic?
Graduation from college was absolutely epic. Yes.
I think those are less common to have a graduation from college.
For college,
party.
Yeah.
It was a little less, but that we had one. Our party, our family does that. Oh, yeah.
We had one. It was.
What's going on over here? Was there something happen on the sidewalk that I don't
like
know
a
about?
Murder or
I'm
something?
A little worried about this.
Somebody has a bucket of water.
Scrubbing the sidewalk feverishly. What is going on?
A bucket of water.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't know what's happening.
So anyway.
Anyway, that's outside the Hampton. Yeah. Herbie was at Charlie Morrow's graduation. Herbie Husker's standing in a garage, I imagine.
Yeah. I have a photo. I'll show you.
I want to see that.
He probably couldn't eat anything, though. You can't eat.
No, Herbie can't eat.
Can't talk.
He's just there to entertain.
Just wave.
That's a very interesting role in the world, right?
And also, I think the critical piece of this, and I hope he didn't do this, but I didn't get the answer, is that when you depart, you can't finish the party up just sitting there having a beer with the head off.
No,
you can't take
the
head off.
You have
to come as Herbie.
No, I hope he did that.
And then you have to leave as Herbie.
Yeah, you do.
And I believe it was a she.
Because there might be kids that are scarred.
I believe it was a she. I'll go right to it, guys.
Herbie's a woman?
I think so.
You could
in this really?
You could scar.
Hold on, you just threw a twist. So the person inside Herbie is a female.
Well, this is from 30 years ago. It was this version of it.
Okay. Yep, here it was. My neighbor in college was Little Red for a time. She had an old Herbie outfit.
Darn.
Dressed up to surprise Charlie.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. And here it comes.
Oh, there is. I see video of Herbie right now. There he is. He or she is.
Is that not great?
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
That is remarkable.
And just talking to people.
That's a remarkable scene.
There's people sitting there eating fruit.
And you just show up and it's smiling. Herbie's smiling.
It's a good party.
Yes.
Just saw this from Corey, our friend from Lincoln.
Hold on. We got something we got to address first.
Connor's trying to kind of take the show over a little bit.
Connor says my girlfriend's
feeling left
aunt
out.
Was Little Red.
My girlfriend's aunt was Little Red. Wow.
It's Eve's aunt.
Eve's aunt.
Yes.
Eve is his girlfriend for now.
I don't see it lasting. Not with the stuff.
Oh, ouch.
Not with what Connor wears.
Connor, you're very young.
The sweatshirt needs to go.
Yeah.
The peach pullover.
Go ahead.
I saw this from Corey. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. Longtime Corey from Columbus, now in Lincoln.
Columbus, yeah. Columbus.
He sent me a screenshot from something from On Three.
Hut.
This is baseball related, real quick. We mentioned baseball swept Minnesota. Now,
please,
let's go back real quick to our we had a conversation on these airwaves after Nebraska was swept by Ohio State, saying they had to either win out or get to the Big Ten title game. And listen, they've won seven straight. They backed up that bad sweep with seven straight wins. Here's what On Three says as of this morning. They're projecting the regionals.
Okay.
Has Nebraska as hosting as a 12 seed, so pretty comfortably.
Yeah, comfortably.
With Arkansas, the 2, Dave Van Horn back at Haymarket Park.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is the comment.
It's getting real.
Nebraska has solidified itself as a regional host. The Huskers are 41-14, 23-7 in the Big Ten, and number 10 in RPI after sweeping Minnesota to end the regular season. The resume is a bit too light for top eight consideration, but a regional will be coming to Lincoln this season. Arkansas is a team that could play their way into the mix. They're saying it's done deal. No matter what happens in the Big Ten, Lincoln gets
a regional.
Well, it
is single elimination, one game. Obviously, right now, the home free game, right, is just the first one. Friday,
yes.
win Friday, and then it's like, okay, we're playing with house money 100%. As far as getting the regional.
Yeah,
That would be Bolt versus Mentor.
Yeah. If that would be amazing.
Now, I don't know if I want
Arkansas here though.
This sounds like I'm not going to get too. The last thing I'm getting worked up is who's coming here right now because we don't know. And that's just a fun projection for somebody to read. That's like when they give the like so far like this year. Where's Nebraska going to the Music City Bowl?
That's what McMurphy says.
Yeah, McMurphy said that. So that stuff does not interest me at all.
Hey, hold on. That's newsworthy though that they're safely in.
This per On Three, they're saying that Nebraska is basically 100% a regional host. No matter what happens in the Big Ten tournament.
41-14, 23-11. That sounds
23-7 in conference play.
Then 23-7. I knew that. By the way.
Why this is big? Nebraska lost one game at home this year. That's it. Yeah. One. One game at home to Kansas, and that's it.
I heard Ben McLaughlin on the broadcast say there's no metric that would suggest Nebraska would not host a regional. The metrics are all lined up now.
Also, you cannot tell me in the world of promotion of sport, there's not a little twinge just to say, just FYI, when you put that Nebraska game there and you turn the TVs on, just look what the crowd looks like.
I would think so.
I mean, it's hard to say, oh, no, they'll say it. Oh, it's not a factor. You know what? They want things to look good. They really do. And they're worthy. It helps.
The committee.
It helps a lot.
TV executives, the committee, everybody.
But this is just a major kudos to the bounce back. I mean, they had a bad series. The bats were bad against Ohio State. Their pitching was incredible against the Huskers. And they won seven straight to say, that was the fluke. Yeah. That's not us.
Good point, Jake.
Number two seed in the Big Ten. And as of On Three this morning, they're saying no matter what happens in the Big Ten tournament, Nebraska should feel very confident about hosting a regional.
How about that?
Softball, regional, and super. Nebraska, regional. Jake, baseball.
In baseball, you don't want to overreact to even a series loss.
Well, what do people do in sports? We're fanatics fanatics is good and bad.
All right,
you can overreact positively and negatively. True. You never stop fans from doing that.
No, not you.
I was I think somewhat calm after that. I was upset with the series.
No, you seemed calm.
I thought you got a series against Iowa at home.
You were calm.
Swept them. That was another crazy series back and forth.
You just have not calm for the Royals. God.
Hey, they finally won a game yesterday. They had lost six straight again. Another six game skid for KC.
Okay.
They suck. They're 20-27. They're awful. Husker baseball, very different than the Royals. They actually win. And they're
high
clutch.
Electric will be looking for his seats.
41-14.
Paul's looking for seats.
Well, he will be if they're hosting.
That's right. Yeah. So this brings back think about that. That whole conversation about the seating was before the Ohio State series. Mm-hmm. And then, bad karma, bad juju provided a sweep at the hands of the Buckeyes. And now we're looking at that being back to being a problem or a situation once again with the seats.
It's going to be brought up.
Tyler Kai addressed the softball situation on Channel 10-11.
What he said?
I don't want to try to recreate it. I watched it. I mean, you do have to take care of the I will say heavy donors that support in you. I don't know. I don't want to recreate it, but it was a good story done by 10-11, and he was on air. They interviewed him on air.
Hold it. Suits?
It wasn't suits. It was
number two.
No, it was our friend that used to work here.
Oh, Nathan Brennan.
Nathan Brennan.
Okay, the main anchor.
Yeah, yeah.
He did the story.
It was a well-done story. Nice. It was a well-done story by Nathan Brennan, in which Tyler Kai appeared on camera.
I'm excited to see. The attendance, because Nebraska had 20-some thousand fans for the Iowa series and USC.
Oh God!
Especially if
it'll
they
feel up, like 205.
Now, in this game, it's just if somehow it's Arkansas coming to town,
and it'll feel like 2005.
Yeah, it'll feel like
it'll be beautiful.
I don't know if there'll be a feeling. It'll be the best feeling ever in that place. If that's who they're playing, that will be absolute mayhem. To see what happens.
So. Before the three words to avoid when it comes to IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked. Applied Connective Technologies can help you.
Technology.
Avoid being hacked. They're in all 93 counties
cyber.
Of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation available to you and your business at AppliedConnective.com.
They have to be at their highest level all the time, Steve.
Everything. This is Applied Connect.
Every day someone wakes up trying to crack the code.
Somebody's doing it.
And I mean,
somebody's trying.
Cyber.
Still wonder what's going on over at the Hampton with that.
The guy came out with looked like a Home Depot orange bucket of water, poured it out, and then scrubbed it diligently with a broom. And now it's just, what was it, you think?
I don't know if it's a Rico Tony situation.
The one area
who shut who?
The one area is very clear. That's the smoking area. The one in the back corner.
Yeah.
In the corner there. That's the smoking area. So that may have been something to do there to clean that up.
Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
Right across the street.
Yeah.
When we come back, we got a story about Fran McCaffrey and his wife.
It's a great story.
In Iowa.
Margaret.
Next on Early Break.
Down, Margaret.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.